Fuel prices are set to jump slightly in the coming days as the government reduces its fuel discount. Back in April, the federal government halved the tax paid on fuel to buffer the impact of the war in the Middle East. Before the war started, this tax was around 53 cents per litre, but the government cut it by 32 cents. It also ditched the heavy road user charge, the fee paid by trucks and buses to use public roads. And the excise cut helped. Prices that had soared up to $3 a litre in some capital cities fell significantly. Here's Treasurer Jim Chalmers speaking on June 30.
This week, we think for the first time, both petrol and diesel is cheaper than it was before the war in the Middle East began.
Now, these were temporary measures due to finish at the end of June because they cost the government billions of dollars. And after weeks of questions about what would happen to the excise in July, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced...
From 32 cents, it will step down by half to 16 cents.
So the excise cut remains for another month, but at a lesser discount, and a portion of the heavy road user charge is coming back too. Now, the cost of fuel is set to jump slightly, but experts say it shouldn't be a dramatic rise. Jim Chalmers says people will still be saving money.
An average motorist will save about $11 a tank all through the month of July.
Australia's consumer watchdog has warned servos not to jack up prices in response to the changes. The ACCC says it will take action if petrol stations make false or misleading statements about price movements. It comes after the watchdog announced back in March it was investigating anti-competitive conduct by major fuel suppliers in regional Australia. Now, all this comes while there's still a lot of confusion over where exactly the war in the Middle East is at. In June, the US and Iran signed an agreement which was meant to lead to a longer-term peace deal and the reopening of key oil shipping route, the Strait of Hormuz. But despite that deal, there's been continued fighting in the Strait and conflicting reports over negotiations about the fragile ceasefire. NRMA spokesperson Peter Khoury says if attacks in the Strait stop, prices will drop.
And if there was clear passage for the tankers, then we would certainly expect to see those prices come back again.
But that's a big if.
Even if the war ends, there's still a whole raft of factors that we have to take into consideration given the amount of damage that's been done.
The ACCC urges consumers to shop around for fuel to get the best price. And when it comes to supply, the government says it's shored up more fuel in reserves than Australia had before the war.